This is The Guardian.
Brigid Armad here on Gadigal Land with the full story. Shopping at the supermarket normally involves scouring the shelves for those specials, especially as we try and manage the grocery bill. But are the discounts really discounts? The ACCC is battling Coles in court over just that, accusing the supermarket of being utterly misleading in their down-down promotions. Coles denies any wrongdoing. Today, business editor Jonathan Barrett on the high-stakes battle over the price of your groceries. It's Monday, the 23rd of February. Hi, Jonathan. It's good to see you again.
Hi, Rachel. Good to be here.
You're just the right person to talk us through all of this. Grocery prices are such a burning issue right now. Let's take a look at the ACCC case. The Coles Down Down Specials promotion is where the watchdog has set its sights. Can you just, first of all, give us an example of the promotion that the ACCC is concerned about?
The ACCC is going after Coles Down Down promotion. It's the one we all know has the big red hand, had status quo come and record years ago. Coles puts a lot of effort into that particular campaign. An example of what the ACCC is testing in court is in 2022 and parts of 2023, Coles sold a 1.2-kilogram loaf of Nature's Gift wet dog food, and it cost $4.
That was a price for a while, just a general price of $4.
That was the price for about 300 days, so we're talking almost a year then. It got bumped up to $6 for 7 days and then got reduced to $4.50, and that is really symbolic of the ACCC's broader case, in that they're saying you had a price that you sold these everyday products for, you then bumped them up for very brief periods, put them into the down-down promotion and sold them as a discount or a promotion, when in fact consumers could have bought them weeks earlier for actually a cheaper rate.
For less, right. And what are some of the other products that the ACCC is looking at?
Another one is Shapes, a box of Shapes. It went from $5, briefly went up to $6.50, and then down to $5.50. There are 245 items altogether, almost anything you can think of. And the ACCC is making the legal argument that these are illusory or are absolutely misleading, and they are the consumer and the competition watchdog. And so they want to hold Coles to account for that, both for consumer purposes, in that if they believe consumers are getting ripped off, then they want to hold Coles to account, but also for competitive reasons. They want consumers to just have a trust in that what they're seeing is a good deal if it's promoted as a promotion, and give them the ability to test those prices within Coles but also against other supermarkets.
Now, Coles denies any wrongdoing. How do they defend the case here?
Coles' main defence is taking us back to that period, which was a time of fast rising prices, inflation was rising sharply, and they say the price that they bumped up to was a legitimate price. So even if it wasn't there that long, and a lot of these were, it got bumped up there for about a month, but they're saying it was a time of fast rising prices. What their suppliers were doing were bumping up prices with the supermarket, and they said that was the new legitimate price. So even though it wasn't there that long, we have now put it back to a lower price than you would otherwise have been able to purchase it during that period. And therefore, they're saying that's not misleading, it's not illusory, that's actually a genuine promotion or discount there. Council had this kind of key line when he said, all prices are temporary, nothing lasts forever. And that was a nice kind of summation of their legal argument.
Nothing lasts forever.
There's another legal question which Coles has really raised in prosecuting, is that what's a reasonable price to establish that was price? So the onus then is on the regulator to say, well, 7 days or 28 days, why is that not legitimate? So Coles will be arguing on that point that even if it was relatively brief, it was a legitimate price, and they would argue that the regulator hasn't made the case to say that it can't be that brief.
Look, that case will continue in the courts. But to give us a sense of a broader picture of what the ACCC is doing, they have a very similar case against Woolworths coming up.
Yes, it involves hundreds of products. It also involves this was pricing. And once again, it was these prices were lifted for a brief period. We are expecting that to go to hearing later this year. No doubt the Woolworths legal counsel and executives will be looking very closely at this case. The allegations are very, very similar. So we're going to get a lot of insight from the current case in terms of what might happen there. There was also a very interesting disclosure in the court case so far, which is set down for 10 days, in that some of the evidence that the ACCC was able to collect shows that Coles really had an eye on Woolworths when it was designing these promotions.
In terms of competition.
So they are the two big players. They control two-thirds of the market. And this down-down pricing, if you rewind, it used to be Coles would put it at the higher price for a period of about 3 months. And what the ACCC presented is that they've looked across to Woolworths. Woolworths was doing this much, much faster. And then Coles followed suit and started doing the little was pricing, the little price hike, just for a very brief period. Your question might be, why is that important? And the answer to that is that we all love a bargain. The ABS actually did a study more generally on discounts at grocery stores a couple of years ago, and it showed that once an item is put on promotion, sometimes the sales of that item go up 70-fold, in that a lot of us, when we're shopping, are almost only buying items that have some sort of indication that they are cheaper than I can get elsewhere or they were before. So the potential problem with having that was price very high for a long period is that you lose sales, and that's part of the ACCC's allegations.
I'm starting to think about how I do my shopping now. Lots of self-reflection here. Before we move on to what prices are doing now, why is the ACCC doing this? I mean, what are they trying to achieve, essentially?
This litigation was filed during a period of great unease. We're all struggling with high household costs and grocery costs. I mean, that's just fundamental, right? And most people don't have that many options in where they shop. And it's one of the really just an ongoing goal of the ACCC is to ensure that when a retailer, any type of retailer, makes some sort of claim about you getting a promotion or a discount, a good deal, is that it's legitimate. And this was happening on such a wide scale that the regulator obviously believes they have a strong case and decided to test this in court. What's interesting is that was all filed during a time of fast rising prices. Inflation actually dropped a bit, and as the trial has started, we're actually facing these pressures again. So we've had inflation triggering, grocery prices are now going up quite fast. And so I think a lot of people are tuned in to this issue because, I mean, it's never been easy over the last few years, but particularly now we're once again in this period of, can I save a couple of bucks on my weekly shop?
Right. So the timing has been fascinating in terms of what we're looking at, because the grocery prices are still such a visceral issue that they're sort of how we experience some of the cost of living issues. Why are prices shooting up now? Like what is going on? Is it just a profit margin thing?
The supermarket is very profitable. That's correct. And have been for some time. There was government work into this that showed there was a lack of competition in Australia, that it's really dominated by two main players, and that's an oligopoly, in that they do have that pricing power. And that profit margins among the major supermarkets in Australia are like right at the top of the world in terms of comparing to overseas players. Now, none of that is necessarily illegal as such, in that they are able to charge those prices and have done so. The government has tried to put a bit of pressure on them. It would be great to bring in new competitors, and Aldi coming into that space some years ago and expanding, you know, has been terrific for the broader market. We'd love to see some more kind of rivals get in there, although it's a very tight market here. But if we can't just get more rivals in and putting real competitive pressure on each other, one thing that the regulator can do is to ensure that if we have pricing transparency within a supermarket and also across supermarkets, then it just gives a bit more power to shoppers, because you can see very quickly, oh, look, what's the price of a cucumber at Coles, at Woolworths, at Aldi, at various online ventures, and then can make an informed choice. One of the problems with the way that prices are displayed is that can be very confusing. And so part of their role as a consumer and competition regulator is to get that transparency across the industry.
We'll be right back. Just finally, I mean, ultimately, if the ACCC wins its case against Coles, the upcoming one against Woolworths that you're describing, is any of that going to do anything to bring prices down? Is it going to make a difference?
The regulator wants to see a significant financial penalty, and this applies to both cases against Coles and the planned upcoming case against Woolworths. They also want a community service order so that these supermarkets will fund like charitable food deliveries. I actually think that's, someone had some fun with that when they were working out what kind of penalty they were going to apply to the supermarkets. So there's this aspect of holding them to account and trying to get more pricing transparency on those promotions. Now, if they were to win the case, that could have an immediate impact on helping consumers better understand if they're getting a good deal, and maybe persuading some to look elsewhere to get cheaper products. So that's one thing. Ultimately, what Australia does need is some more players in there and systems, probably online, that consumers can really check quickly and work out, you know, where the best place is for them to shop.
Jonathan, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Thanks for having me.
That was business editor Jonathan Barrett. This episode was produced by Miles Herbert, sound design and mixing by Joe Koning. And the executive producer of Full Story is Hannah Parks. Don't forget to subscribe or follow Full Story wherever you listen to podcasts, including on Spotify. I'm Regid Ahmed. See you soon.